question star. We're talking about oral graphic. Okay. I want you to tell me whether there's a class before you were a Crosby before you were a star.
Oh, well, there's really not very much to tell you. The Crosby family have lived here for a long time, but my father was born in the Army in Nova Scotia, and then he came over here, you see, when he was, oh, I suppose about 18 or so, and they were in the Crosby molasses business. And there's not really very much to tell about them.
Your father started me.
Oh, no, my grandfather, way back, well, in Nova Scotia, in Yarmouth. Nothing to do with Rossay at all.
No. Can you tell me how this got started? Was it just a small family business that grew?
It was a small family business, very small. They started sending, sailing ships down to Barbados, you see, with shingles, and then they'd bring their molasses back. And then they decided to move to St. John. The port was bigger there and larger there, and so that's what they did. And they've been there, I think they've been in the business for over 100 years, I think. But now George could tell you more about that, perhaps.
Okay. Why don't you tell me a bit about your mother, your father, and your father?
Well, my mother was a McAvity, and they were the McAvity foundry in town, and she was born and brought up in St. John. And there's not really very much, and she died when she was 34. I was here. And Jim, my oldest brother, perhaps Mark Jackson told you about that, when Dr. Peters came over here to practice from Annapolis, Jim was the first baby, his first baby, which was 73 years ago. Did you know that?
No!
Yes. And he was, in Dr. Peters' books, it's probably about, I think, $10 or something. Sorry, she was born in the house, you see, at home.
Oh, yes.
And he was the first baby that Dr. Peters had here.
Now you have other brothers.
I have one?
You have other brothers.
No, I just have one. I have one sister. She lives away from here. She's in, she lives in Georgian Bay for 6 months, and then she lives in Florida for 6 months. She has a small condominium. She's a widow, too.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you a bit, as I was telling you previously, about the winter sports on the river and winter travel in the night. You must have spent some time.
Oh, well, we would skate on the river every year.
Where did you skate?
Oh, we skated around the island and back again. And have you ever been to Mrs. Old Mary Frank?
I hope so.
Yes, because we were great, great friends. As a matter of fact, she was my bridesmaid when I was married, and I was her bridesmaid.
Okay.
And so we were always great friends, and we used to go and skate on the river every year. And I had a lovely time. And then we used to go, from the wharf, we used to go over to Henderson's Point, which they call it then, and do a little bit of snout fishing.
Oh, you did?
Well, the Indians used to snout fish there, you see, and we used to use their holes. And we used to do a little snout. Well, that's when we were just children, 13 years old, 14 years old, I think.
So you
had a lot of fun. Oh, yes, it was fun. Fun.
Well, you were involved in ice fishing. Well, you were, but you ladies
didn't.
I haven't talked to
any
ladies who did ice fishing. I
haven't
talked to a lot of ladies that
ice fishing. Well, I used to go fishing with my husband, too, on the snout fishing, because the twins loved snout fishing. So I used to go to them, too, and snout fish, too.
Wow.
Oh, I loved all of it. And then in the winter, we used to take there used to be delivery sleighs, delivery wagons, I should say, perhaps. And in the wintertime, they had their sleds, and we used to put our sleds behind them, you see, and go up to Fairvale and all around them. We used to hitch them onto the sleigh, you see, and do all those sort of things. Because there wasn't anything, there was no organized sports or anything in Rossay years ago, so we just had to make our own fun.
Yeah.
So we had a lovely time.
Great. So you see, were there races and carnivals?
Yes, there were carnivals. We still are carnivals. Well, I don't know.
No. Was there ice sculptures and things like that?
No, no. Nothing like that.
What kind of thing did you do?
Jimmy just got dressed up and went over. And then one prize, perhaps a chocolate bar or something.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
all.
Kind of
yes, that's all. I wasn't very much of that.
I see. Okay. I wanted to ask you a bit about swimming on the rock at war. You must have done quite a bit of
work. Yes, we used to go down, there used to be a little sort of dressing room there, and we used to go down after tennis every day and swim down there, perhaps around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Sunday after church, everybody went down there, went swimming off the end of the war.
So it was very special?
Yes, it was a very special place.
Was it dark
or well? Oh, yes. Goodness, yes, everybody. Well, I suppose a lot of people went.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a place to go after church.
I thought you'd gone to St. Paul.
Oh, I was married to the burn and everything else there.
You must remember some of the houses from Austin Valley. Around the area, I guess.
Well, the houses, well, I don't know, they just stand there. Were, you know, they're not very spacious. The oldest house, of course, the Grove, that's a lovely old house up there. And we lived just across from there. My father built the house that's on the corner. It's yellow now, the Hickman's bought it. And he built it well, the year I was born, I think, there. And then the other old house, of course, appreciates a very old house. And, well, you know all the houses. You've heard about them.
Most of them.
Yes, you've heard about them.
I've also heard of the Kennedy Hotel and the Kennedy House.
Yes.
And Arthur Kennedy. Can you tell me a bit about what was in there?
Oh, that was a regular Kennedy. And we used to go down there every once in a while on Sundays and have our dinner for 50 cents.
Oh, my.
Or something like that.
Did I have Kennedy's wife look at that?
No, it was Mrs. Steele that was there. That would be Betty Mackay's mother before she was, yes, after she was married, she used to help her brother down there. But it was a lovely place to go.
Like
really was,
that.
Yes. And it was a lot of the old people used to come out in the summer and spend the summers there, too. And sit on the side. Of course, that's all gone. Now, that's very sad, too.
Yeah,
lots of people
have
pretty
much
done
that.
Yes.
And the Kennedy.
Okay. Okay, do you have any festivities for the Prince of Wales in 1912? Yes. Well, that was at the Pugsley property. And I remember the little girl being taken down sort of to watch him go in, you know, go in to the, it was a garden party. And I think we were taken down as children to watch him. He seemed to have gotten the wrong tent. There were tents along the side of the road. And he got in the wrong tent to have his afternoon tea. And I was absolutely perfect, because I was about 8 years old then, I think. But I don't remember this clearly as anything. And then we had arches. Down by, well, the urban service stations, there were big arches, well, I mean, great, big, enormous ones. And then, what else? I think that's all, because I know my mother and father went to the garden party, and they had a dance for the old people, too, I think, there. But, well, I was very young then, you see, I was only about 8 or 9, I think.
Do you remember the year?
The year? Well, it must have been about, about 1920. Yes, I think that's what it would be, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Now, what were the activities at the Grove
when there were all sorts of parties over there, and there were lovely garden parties, and we wore long dresses and big hats, you know. And then, I was a great friend of the Jean Stetson. You should talk to her.
I don't think I
have. She's away just now. And as a matter of fact, I'm going down to St. Andrews next week with her for 2 or 3 days. And she's not home now. But we're lovely times over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to be asked all of our women, Wellington, what is it? What was he, Lieutenant Governor General of Canada? Yes, and he was there and had a lovely party then. I always remember that, being thrilled about being asked to go and the courtesy and so on and so forth.
So you had an invitation?
Oh, yes.
Who was
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Lieutenant Governor McLean's daughter was Mrs. Stetson, and she was his daughter, and she was the sort of hostess and so on. And she lived there. They lived there every year.
Okay. What recollections do you have of Mother Lieutenant?
Nearly 13 years ago. I was there to kindergarten, and then they went through, you see, and then I boarded my last year, so I remember that. But I went there then, and it wasn't even, it was just a house, Armstrong House. It wasn't even that L on the side of it, you know, that, which we call the old gym. And we never had uniforms then. We just wore blazers and knitties. And I like Netherwood. I just adore it. And then I boarded it there in my last year there. But I just loved it, the whole thing.
Tell me, like, how you were, what your days were like.
Oh, we had a lovely time there. But we were day girls for years, you see. And we used to go at 8:30 in the morning, and then we were home at 1, and we never went back again. But when we boarded, we had a lovely time. I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what
I know she
just gave you
the day
at
school sometimes
in the middle of the
winter.
Oh, yes, we had a lot of
summer time. Now, who was your instructor?
Miss Canong.
Miss Canong.
And then, yes, Miss Canong was there all when I graduated. Yes, Canong was there when I graduated, too. Well, my mom wanted to know all about that, too, you see, because she was there for a long time.
When did you graduate?
I graduated when I was 17. Oh, that was 19. Well, I'll have to figure that out. I don't know. 1931. I think it was 1930. It's a long time ago. I've been married 53 years, I suppose. 22. I was married when I was 22. Well, you just have to work that out yourself.
Okay.
Do you remember any of your teachers? Mrs. Banal, Mrs. Daughter, Miss Gymnastics, Mrs. Dennis. Oh, we had so many of them. They changed, you see, every second year.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
They
changed. They retired. They left. Then we had Miss Pitcher, too. She was with Miss Banal, too. She had a house of her own, and Miss Banal had a house of her own. I lived in Miss Pitcher's house, I think.
You lived where you lived.
I beg your pardon?
People
lived
where you lived.
Yes. No, it was just fine. We lived where we lived. School there. I hate to see those buildings go down.
Well, I don't think they're going to be
there. Oh, I'm afraid they are. Yes, I think they will.
Yes. Well, they must have been after you girls all the time.
We had nothing to do with the boys. No, we didn't like the boys very much. And so we really never saw them except at the June dances.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two brothers that went to RCS too, you see. And but we didn't see them at all in those days. It's all changed now. But in those days, we never saw a boy.
You weren't allowed
to. Well, he was a nice little man, and he used to come and see us when we were ill.
Mm-hmm.
I think his fee was about $2 or something like that to come and see. And one thing about Dr. Peters, he was awfully good. He would come at any time or any hour of the night.
So how did you go
get your car? You'd call on the phone. And he'd just come.
You don't
like
they don't
make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No, they don't make us. No,
Well, what was a girl guide like you? You must remember that.
Well, I was a girl guide for years, and then I had Mrs. Olin was with me, and she was the captain of our guide company after Miss Purdy. And I was the lieutenant, and we used to take them off camping each year. And we went to Long Island one year, we went to Red Head another year, we went to Harvest Point another year. And we take them off. And we were just two young girls. We were very worried about taking all these children off. We had another job.
What
were
the things when
Olin
got sick?
What
was your apparel? What
would
you wear?
We had the... I think we wore... I can't remember. I think we just wore bloomers, maybe with bloomers or something like that, and then midi tops or something. I'm not sure. I can't remember that.
You went camping, and we put up our own tents.
And we dig a hole in the sand, and we put our sleeping bags. We didn't have baskets with great big pins that we pin. And perhaps we put a few batches or something underneath, something like that.
Very makeshift.
With women. This is it. And then I think I took all the meals outside. Oh, we didn't cook the meals. But we cooked them all outside. We'd even cook a big salmon outside, in a big pot. And we cooked our breakfast. One year we went to Bathurst. We had a lovely time up there. But Mrs. Jackson was there that year, too. And the tents flew down one night. We always put our own tents up.
These children now just camp on sheer luxury, I think. We used to go down and we used to order our baskets from there.
And they used to make the baskets, and we'd get them, and there was an old Indian called Brownie. I think he used to bring the baskets up to his little hunchback man. But we were about three Indian camps down there. I can see them yet. Now, I remember one time I went down with our nurse or whoever looked after us, and we took them some clothes because they had a new baby or something, and they needed some clothes or something for the baby.
Oh, that was a good baby. Do you know what kind of Indians they were?
I don't really know what kind of Indians they were. And then it was sort of sad because they just put them right down where Mrs. Mullet's house is, across the track on the left-hand side as you go down, right on that point down there.
And how many? Three camps, but how many people? I don't know. I really don't know how many people. No, not very few. Not very many at all.
Did
they cause a family?
Yes, but they didn't have very many children. There were just a few of them there. But they were there for quite a little, two or three, several years, I think.